Hey everybody, and welcome back for yet another episode of Quick Dev, where our focus here is to save you, the developer, time. And we've got another guest here for the third or fourth episode here in a row. We've got Tobiah all the way from San Jose, not from San Francisco, if we're being specific about it.
Close enough.
San Francisco Bay Area.
Yep. So a certified game evangelist. Why do you want to give us a quick introduction to your focus and the kind of stuff that you do?
I help game developers out and make better games and help them use Microsoft tools or technology or go to Microsoft platforms.
Awesome. So we will tie into a little bit of the gaming side today. Maybe not directly for all of it, but what we're going to talk about, what you're going to talk about, is Visual Studio Code. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of set the expectations now that Visual Studio Code is not Visual Studio. It's not a fully fledged IDE. It's more of a lightweight text editor.
Fully-fledged IDE, maybe it is an editor, but it is very, very fundamentally different than Visual Studio, and it is for completely different purposes, but that's what we're going to go over.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we'll get into that, but one of the things up front to kind of mention for people that get kind of confused by the naming. So you have done some extensions for Visual Studio Code, so we're going to talk about that, and one of those directly plays into Unity.
Yep.
Right? So we'll talk about the extensions that you've built, kind of how you built them, talk a little bit about kind of the landscape of Visual Studio Code and extensions and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah, so let's go ahead and switch over. We'll switch over to your machine, and you can kind of take it from there.
All right. So this is Visual Studio Code, what you first see when you open it up. Over here, you have your sidebar with different parts of the app. First, you got your actual code itself, the file that you're opening. You can search for files or objects and files or whatever you want. You have a nice Git page right here. I don't have a Git repo set up for this one file, so there's nothing there right now. And debugging support. The debugging only works right now with Node, C#, and a couple others if you install extensions. But that really kind of goes into the idea of what Visual Studio Code is as an editor. You think of Visual Studio, the big, truck that can do anything, go anywhere, haul anything, utility, and Visual Studio Code is like maybe your small sports car. And you're like, well, okay, a two-door sports car is not very useful if you're trying to haul a lot of equipment, carry a lot of people around, a lot of standard utility things that people might expect out of an IDE. But what it does have is it goes really, really fast and is really great to handle. So Visual Studio Code is great when you just want to go in, quickly edit some things, block out a simple app, especially in web development. It is a really, really cool tool.
And so we talked about this earlier. It basically does only what you need or want it to.
Yes.
So that's kind of through extensions, which you're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Visual Studio has a lot of stuff already installed with it that you may or may not need. This is kind of bare bones until you start adding on extensions for the stuff that you want and need.
Yeah, exactly. So if I wanted to install an extension, I can make sure I use the right keyboard shortcut. So one of the cool things about Visual Studio Code is this little command prompt, if you will, the command bar here that can enter all sorts of different things just by keyboard shortcut. And first thing I'm going to look at is extensions. So if I just start typing the word, I see I have a bunch of options for installing them. And if I go to install, I can type any extension here that I want to add some features to Visual Studio Code and make it more useful, add language support, different tools. If I look for Unity tools, I can see both the debugger for Unity and Unity tools made by me right here that you could download right now. Just click that to download it. And this right here is that extension in it raw source code. You could go to it yourself right here on the Visual Studio Marketplace. This is the tool, and you can read all about it, or you could just click the Get Started link or go to my GitHub, and on github.com/TobiahZ/UnityTools. I'll have a link down below, so you don't need to memorize that. Here is the code for my extension, which is useful if you want to see how it works, but also if you want to copy it and try and make your own Visual Studio Code extension. So here it is right here. It's just a simple Node package. It's really, really easy to use. You have your package.json that defines a bunch of standard parameters, all of which are documented on the Visual Studio Code website. And then I have some code here in TypeScript that defines what you should do. Okay, I press this keyboard command, or when I do, you know, type this command to the bar, go to this website, search this. And so if I go to debug right here and hit play, it will compile it, open a new instance of Visual Studio Code with my extension pre-installed on it, one I'm developing. And so now if I open folder and I go into a Unity project that I happen to have on my system, I can see all of my Unity code over here. And if I wanted to highlight a particular part, I can do my command open documentation, and whatever I highlighted, it will go right over there, and I have a keyboard shortcut for that. And as I said, it's called Unity Tools. There's a bunch of random little tools to make Unity development easier. Kind of a simple idea, but shows you a little bit about what you could do.
Yeah, and this is similar. Visual Studio has similar shortcuts where you can right-click on an object or something and
put definition. Yeah, I made this because it was something that a Mono develop has, where you just like right-click and go to documentation, which is a really, really handy feature. And I wanted to have that when I was working in Visual Studio.
Awesome.
So to show you how, if you were to want to download this yourself, first you get the files from that Git repo. And one thing that a lot of people forget, and I've already had a couple questions people ask about this, you need to run npm install on that folder, because as I said, this is a Node project, and so the source code that's up on GitHub doesn't have npm installed, so you just run npm install on that folder. I already did that before, so it's going to just double check everything here, make sure everything's correct, updates it, and gets the latest build packages, whatever I need, and now I'll be able to run and build from this locally.
And this is how you would install any package, extension, right?
How you would do for, you know, any Node package or software, but this Node package happens to be my Visual Studio Code one. So I can also show you another extension of mine over here, which is, I'll just close you. This is my processing language support. So processing is a Java language. It's really useful for art, actually. I know a lot of artists who use it to create really awesome fractal pieces. It's also used by a lot of students. And I added language support by going here, and instead of just making a command of when you do this, make that happen, there's a parameter for languages, and you say what the file type is going to be, and there's a, you know, some configuration files, and of course the syntax grammar files and the snippets that you need to upload have a certain format. And once you do all that, you have language support built into the engine. You can download this extension right away. But something that's interesting to note is the latest version, they changed the syntax a little bit for the package.json. So if you look over here, I went to the Git part that I showed before, and now I actually do have a Git repo for this, and I've made a change already. So in my package.json, I can see as the diff tool show what's changed. Oh, I've changed this line to require a later version of Visual Studio Code, and that I have added this new post-install script that is, you know, default when you're setting up a new package right now, but they changed kind of the way the syntax worked from before 1.0 and the 1.0 release that just came out. So I've made this update already, and now I want to upload it, but I also want to update my package.
And you're going to do this live?
I'm doing this live right now as we're talking. And what's really, really cool is you could set up your environment. All right, okay, I make my changes, npm install locally. Now I'm going to push that onto server, get a publishing file, authenticate with the Visual Studio Marketplace. But who wants to go through all that work when you can automate this with continuous integration?
The more you can automate, the better.
So if I just have this git commit right here, say, all right, I want this, I'm going to sync those changes, and that'll go up online. Or first, actually, commit change to support new VS Code standards.
And these Git tools, are they with VS Code by default?
Yes, ships with the VS Code by default.
Okay.
And now if I go into the command line, because I'm a command line kind of guy, I can see that I had status before that the package was not modified. I've just local committed, so now I'm ahead by a couple commits. I'm going to run npm version patch. Now, if you don't know what that does, it's a really handy shortcut that Node does. And all it really does is just say, all right, I'm going to go into the package file. I'm going to look at the version. I'm going to increment that by one. And then I'm going to automatically create a new git commit for that. And importantly, it tags it with a git tag with that version number. And when I git push, it's going to push that change, put that new git up to the server. Oh, I need my git password, which of course I always forget, so I gotta pull out of my last pass right over here. Now it pushes that to the server, and now I go over here to Travis. Now Travis, I have it configured already to automatically compile my Visual Studio Code project, npm install as a test. I have a testing script set up to make sure that I didn't, you know, break my package and do anything wrong. So it automatically runs some tests. So you can see now in real time.
So now it's running.
Yeah, real time over the internet right now. It's detected that there's a new version. So it is going to compile and run it. And if this passes all the tests of my strict standards that I've set up, it will now run the publishing script that I've coded ahead of time. And if you want to know how to do this yourself, it's right here in my Visual Studio project under scripts deploy.sh. And it will now publish it to the Visual Studio Marketplace. So by the time you're actually watching this video, it will actually already have been updated.
And maybe more updates.
Yeah, maybe more, but you know, at least this version, I believe 0.20 is the one I'm uploading right now, should be live unless you know, it doesn't pass my test. But what this is great about this is, you know, I'm mobile right now on my laptop. I can be anywhere in the world, and if there's a bug on my project, if someone submits a GitHub issue and says, hey, this is a problem, I can fix it wherever I am, upload it to the server, and deploy it directly to the marketplace. So Visual Studio Code is really, really easy to extend. And I know this is kind of going down the specific path of, you know, my particular plugins. And it's less about promoting, hey, you need this processing support, but more that it's really, really powerful, the kind of extensibility that you can add to Visual Studio. And it's really easy to maintain and support that extensibility. And I'm not the only one out there contributing awesome extensions. So you as a Visual Studio user, if you just hop into Visual Studio Code user, I should say, can just search for extension install, and you can find hundreds of high quality extensions that does exactly what you need to do and does not clutter up your editor with all sorts of features that you don't need for your project.
And there's a web link that you can go to see. We took a look at this earlier as well, just
yes,
to see the amount of installs per different extension. And
if you go directly to the Visual Studio Marketplace, they have all of the extensions up here, which you can handily search. If you want to know ones made by me, you could just search for my name, and you could see the three extensions I made, including the Unity Tools and Processing Language Support. And in fact, if I wanted to be extra awesome, it still says version 19, hasn't deployed yet. I have to double check here. Looks like it, build history. Yes, it passed and it deployed. So in a second, this will update.
Refresh.
Yeah, it's not quite updated yet, but give it a few more minutes to propagate across servers, and this will be ready to download on your copy of Visual Studio, wherever you may be.
Awesome. So one of the things that I love to stress in these videos is that all the stuff that you show off, people out there watching can replicate, and they have access to both of those GitHub repos with the links below. Is there a like a starter template for one of
these? Yes, actually. If you ever used Yeoman, people who are familiar with Node will know that there is a really great Yeoman extension that automatically will make a simple extension for you,
okay.
You know, basic language, basic Hello World app, great template that you can start from. Or you could just take my extension and gut it out and change it, whatever method you prefer.
And Yeoman, so I'm relatively aware of it, will kind of set up different templates for different kind of projects that you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like okay. You'll download the Yeoman code template and do Yo code, and it has the extensions right there. And if you go to the Visual Studio code, Visual Studio Code documentation. type code.visualstudio.com/docs. It's pretty easy. They have all sorts of documentation about Visual Studio Code in the first place, but there's a huge section on extensions that goes over step-by-step guides on how to start, step-by-step guides on what the Hello World project is and how it works and what every file does, so you know exactly what's going on. Really, really great resources, a lot of documentation. And if you do run into problems, if you do run into issues, Visual Studio Code is an open source project on GitHub. So if you just go to, github.com/Microsoft/VSCode, you can actually watch the project as it's updated in real time, and you can go to the issues here and see bugs that other people are having, issues, feature requests, and even contribute to it. We accept pull requests all the time.
Yep, and this is really important because this is part of, I'm quoting here, but kind of the new Microsoft, the mm-hmm. lot of open source stuff going on, Visual Studio Code being open source, looking for people to kind of contribute and really build this out and really make it great. And that's kind of part of the community that we are really kind of turning into and becoming a part of, and it's really exciting.
All of us together are kind of helping make Visual Studio Code be an awesome editor, not just Microsoft pushing it out towards other people.
Right, yeah, and that's conversationally, I think we've changed in the way we interact with developers in the community, where it's less pushing and it's more, hey, you're doing this, we can support you in some way because of so many different languages, technologies, stacks that we support, mm-hmm. whether it be in the cloud or VS Code or whatever it is, we support so many different things. And it makes my job, our job, I'm assuming you feel the same way.
Just absolutely, absolutely. Fun. People are always blown away when I say Visual Studio Code doesn't just run on Windows, it runs on Mac and it runs on Linux.
And we hadn't talked about that yet, but that's a big one. Let's go ahead and switch back over to our cameras, and we'll do a quick recap and just kind of, I want to take a second also at the end to talk about what competitors look like and where we kind of fit in with them, and we'll just kind of recap everything that we went through here.
Sounds good.
Cool. All right, so we're here for our recap. Tobias, just kind of walk us through some of those high-level pieces. I've got a couple more questions to bug you with, and then we'll get going on.
So we looked at Visual Studio Code, which is our lightweight coding editor. You just want to open files real quick. You want to tweak it with proper syntax, highlighting, and other features that you add through accessibility. There's already hundreds of extensions out there. You can make extensions very, very easily since it's just a simple node package. And I kind of went over the basics of how that works through showing off my extensions that I've made, and also link you to some resources that you can go to make your own extensions.
Perfect. And so I you mentioned this earlier today, it's kind of stuck with me, the analogy of the semi-truck versus the two-door.
Yeah, sometimes car. You need a semi-truck, you need a work vehicle, you need to be able to do some hard work, especially if you're going through and you want high-level debugging, you want profiling, you want to really pick apart the memory of your code. It's not what Visual Studio Code is for.
Right.
You know, if you're using Unity and you just want a quick test environment, you just want to quickly open and close the editor and not take up too much memory. You know, if you're doing a web app where you're constantly going live to the server anyway, this is a really, really useful tool.
Yeah, perfect. And so one of the things not to be confused, we mentioned it as a kind of a lightweight text editor, but lightweight doesn't necessarily mean not powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the extensions, you get the power that you need.
That's the example of it's a nice sports car where, no one says that the two-door sports car is not super powerful. It's designed for speed. It's designed for good handling. It's designed for ease of use. It just doesn't tow the trailer behind or haul, all of the kids in the trunk.
Yeah, perfect. Cool. So I wanted to just touch on really quickly what the competitor landscape looks like. So I think of competitors like Atom and Sublime.
Yeah.
Is that pretty spot on?
Yeah. So if you think of Visual Studio, compared to other editors out there, Xcode, Eclipse, mm-hmm. this is more comparable to your Sublime, Atom. Okay. Even like Notepad++ to an extent.
And they kind of have the same idea of the extensions, mm-hmm. where people can add their extensions. And you said there's already hundreds of extensions for Visual Studio Code. And how long has that been open for developers to create extensions?
About a year now, I believe.
It was shortly after.
Well, actually, so Visual Studio Code is about a year old.
Right.
It was very shortly after that they opened up the extensions. I don't remember the exact date, but we're getting close to that year mark.
Okay.
And it's important now because we very recently released the 1.0 version. When we launched it was still a beta, and so it's being tested out.
I forgot about that.
And so that's one reason why the example I showed where I had to change some random syntax thing because I had made that extension back when it was in the beta, and live right now on the show, I updated it to be 1.0 ready and compatible.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so within a year or almost a year, hundreds of extensions, people doing exactly what you're doing. People out there, there's links to your GitHub. You can start with a template in Yeoman, or you can just take your stuff, rip it out, or you can start with a template and copy and paste whatever they need from yours. Do whatever you want to get started adding extensions for Visual Studio Code. And this all plays back to the idea of QuickDev, where these extensions come in and help you do whatever specific kind of thing you're doing quicker, faster, easier, all that sort of stuff.
And not to forget the awesome Travis integration I have. So you can run the test scripts on that project using Mocha tests, and if they pass, submit right to the store without having to worry about, dealing with your publishing file or getting up your environment. It's all done in the cloud for you automatically.
Yeah, you make that one push, and after your initial setup of the couple of different things, that push activates the test. Mm-hmm. Test pass activates the publishing to the store, and you're good to go.
Yeah, cloud building is the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Why would you build locally?
Perfect. So hopefully that gives you guys kind of a step up, a step forward with Visual Studio Code extensions. And we'll be back shortly with more videos.